This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The power of the White House to impose crippling fines on the Little Sisters of the Poor is going to finally get the full attention of the Supreme Court. White House Justice Department and HHS attorneys have been rigid in ignoring the sisters' claims of conscience violations against payment for abortion-causing contraceptives in their health care plan. A hearing date will be set, and the High Court should announce a ruling this summer. An elegant pro-life appeal presented by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has caught the eye of a noted abortion-friendly business leader. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was so impressed he thanked the presidential candidate for his thorough defense of life. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes. Love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE, 888-456-HOPE. A lot of name-calling is going around, some of it substantive. Last week, the women of ABC's The View were embroiled over the calling of Carly Fiorina's facial expression, demented. Now, House Speaker Ryan is also doing some name-calling. The work of Planned Parenthood is gruesome, he says, and he has long thought so, even before investigative videos caught them selling the remnants of abortion. To press his point, he is boldly defending congressional actions against the abortion giant. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.